The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Nebraska, an elderly man is killed and his wife injured after a brutal attack at a rest area. In Las Vegas, a police detective is found guilty of murdering her daughter's ex-boyfriend, and a suspect in a cold case gets life in prison for stabbing a man on the toilet. These stories and more coming at you today, Thursday, June 27th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton. Thirsty Thursday.
It is Thirsty Thursday.
Not for me.
Not for you? Well, you might drink some water.
Yeah.
It's okay for Thursday.
Water or milk or something, right?
That's it.
And the hot as hell and coming to the end of June, Jim Chapman.
Yeah, I know it, man.
Summer's like halfway over.
It's going to be a hot one this year.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can figure.
When do your kids go back to LSU?
It'd be end of September.
Really?
Yeah.
That long?
Yeah.
I thought they went back August.
20, shoot, it might be August.
No, it's got to be August.
My wife's probably listening right now and saying,
I think it's like the third week of August because the first LSU football game is the last week of August.
Yeah, I guess.
And they'll be back.
I guess that's true. Yeah. So, yeah, they'd be back by then. So that shows what daddy knows.
What they doing, hanging out, summer working or?
They're all working. Yeah, they're working like crazy.
That's good.
Which is good.
Right? She's to work at it.
That's it.
And my kids were at the house this past weekend, and they were like, when can we take another family vacation? I'm thinking to myself, I'm pretty sure you all have jobs now and graduated from college. You better figure this shit out on your own.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
But anyway, so we're back for another Real Life Real Crime Daily show, and let's get down to some true crime time for Thursday.
And we're going to start off in Hall County, Nebraska. And a 22-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of murder and other charges after he fatally stabbed a 72-year-old man and injured his 71-year-old wife at a rest area. Really? Deputies responded to a disturbance call at that rest area on Interstate 80. And when they arrived, they found two victims suffering from knife wounds. Medics transported them to a nearby hospital where, sadly, the man, Gary Weaver, died from his injuries. His wife, Mary Weaver, remained in critical condition. The sheriff's department said they believe the suspect, James Thompson Jr., attempted to rob the couple when he stabbed them. Thompson's fled in a car following the incident and engaged in a pursuit with the Nebraska State Patrol. He was apprehended convicted and arrested on charges of first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, and a slew of other charges. Gary and Mary Weaver were from Eureka, Missouri, and had been traveling in their mobile home when they got stabbed. Thompson is in custody at the Hall County Jail. So essentially, these people were just at a rest area in their RV.
Yeah.
And this guy decided that would be a good idea to try to rob him and killed this man who had lived his whole life probably to retire.
Right.
And damn near killed his wife.
And they're living their dream, traveling the country in their RV.
Yeah.
I guess you would think that from a criminal standpoint, you look at an RV, first of all, RVs aren't cheap, right?
Right.
And then you're thinking, they got all their shit with them.
Yeah.
The good shit. And, stabbings is just so fucking bad.
You got to be careful at rest areas, too. Yeah. I mean, some of them, I know, I think it's Florida has police there 24/7 security.
A lot of states do.
Louisiana does not.
Louisiana, let's talk about that. The I-12 that runs through Livingston Parish, way back in the day, like in 2000, that was one of the only details we had with the sheriff's office was to provide security for I think there were like three rest areas. No, there was one and one. They were on both sides of the interstate. Mm-hmm. And you know, you went back and forth all night long. I never got to work. You had to be in the end click. That's when I first started. I went from LP.
Was that like the sweet job?
Yeah, that was like the job, right? But you know, the rest areas are hotbeds for prostitution and you know everything else.
Robbery,
a lot of the like talked about in the episode Glory Hole. There's a lot of that shit goes on.
A lot of tapping of the feet.
Right. Yeah.
You'll learn about tapping of the feet listening to that episode.
Yeah, just craziness. I driving back and forth to Wisconsin. That's six states I go through in one day, and most of them have 24-hour security.
I think as they should.
And I mean, that's just it serves as a deterrent. I guess where it's a deterrent, but I don't know. I don't ever stop at them. And if I'm gonna stop, I'm gonna stop where they got a gas pump. You know, in Florida, a lot of the rest areas, like in South Florida around Miami and shit, on the interstate, you pull in, it's like a whole community, like with gas stations and shit like that. But it's called a rest area.
Yeah, even heading to the beach and at the panhandle of Florida, I mean, they have one of the best. I love stopping at the last Alabama exit, the last exit before you leave Alabama, that rest area, and then the one welcoming you to Florida is a fine rest area.
You get that glass of orange juice.
Yeah,
I used to when I was a kid.
It's free, I wanted
free Florida orange juice, so rest areas. I'd try to find a Buc-ee's myself.
Yeah.
Buc-ee's.
Well, I've always, when we go on trips, we'd always stop at rest areas we had never stopped at. Right. And most of them are pretty nice.
Yeah, but, especially like the welcome centers on state lines.
100%.
So, between here and Houston, they have a lot of rest areas. But let me tell you about this crazy-ass case out of Houston. So, there was a man who stabbed another man to death while he was sitting on the toilet at in his West Houston apartment, right?
Mm.
So, and they finally caught. This was a cold case, y'all, but let me just read it to you. So, a guy named Raymond Lincoln was sentenced to life in prison by a Harris County judge, just Houston, Wednesday for the stabbing and death of Eric Shears. Now, Shears was found dead with multiple stab wounds inside his apartment in January of 2013. And guess what? DNA got him again, Jim. Mm. For 10 years, the case went cold until DNA evidence connected Lincoln to the crime, and he was charged in April of 2023. Now, Shears had told his family he was bisexual, and his uncle Curtis Anderson knew about the man accused of his murder getting involved in his life. From what he told me about this guy and him meeting this guy, I told him I wouldn't mess with that type of guy. And this is what Anderson said in 2023. He was telling me about this dude, and he's already telling me this dude was trying to boss him around. Well, after family members hadn't heard from Shears for a few days, Anderson went to his West Houston apartment on Fountain View Drive and made the gruesome discovery. When the door flew open, I looked down and I see blood on the floor, Anderson said. He was lying in a tub, crossways in a tub. I seen his feet first. I thought that he fell off the toilet. Shears was in the early stages of decomposition, dead in his own apartment, but no one was held responsible. Mm. That was until 2023 when homicide detectives with the Houston Police Department reviewed the case and found the DNA evidence linking Lincoln to the murder. Now, in addition to messages found between the men implying a relationship, Lincoln may have been staying with Shears for some period of time, according to a source close to the investigation. Lincoln allegedly claimed unwanted sexual advances, which led to a fight and a struggle over a knife. I don't know how you do that when you're sitting on a toilet, but the circumstances of the 2013 murder are extremely similar to those of a 1992 murder for which Lincoln was convicted. So now he's a frequent flyer, right? Yeah. The victim in that case was also a male, and Lincoln also claimed unwanted sexual advances. Modus operandi. While Lincoln was in jail for unrelated charges of ag assault, Houston PD said in the news release that homicide detectives interviewed him about Shearer's death, and he admitted to being involved. And that's where he claimed that he had the unwanted sexual advances. Was the same thing he claimed in the 1992 or 93 murder.
Right.
Where, and then just stabbed a dude to death multiple times while he's sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, that ain't how you want to go.
Yeah, he's dying in prison in Texas.
You know, a lot of prisoners, when they use the toilet, they take one pant leg in and one pant leg out.
So they can fight.
So they can fight because they don't want to end up dead on the toilet either.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, we talked about this last week, that cold case. That's a 6'7" guy. And they said, not a cold case, but they said it was a suicide. Mm-hmm. And he was found halfway out the bathroom door with his pants around his ankles.
Yeah.
And the gun was found in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Like 40 feet away.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
And we're going to tell you about a former Las Vegas Metro Police Department officer. She was convicted this past week of killing her ex-son-in-law during a custodial visit. This was in 2019. Look, a lot of emotions in those custodial visits, right? A jury found Pamela Bordo guilty of murder with the use of a deadly weapon in connection with the death of Sean Babbitt. She will be sentenced August 20th. Bordo could face a range of sentences, including 20 to 50 years life without parole or even 20 years to life in prison. On April 22nd of 2019, Babbitt had scheduled an approved visit with the child he shared with Bordo's daughter. Bordo and Babbitt reportedly got into an argument while the daughter and child were upstairs, and she shot him. But get ready for this. She shot him at least 10 times.
What?
Yep.
That's a little overkill.
Bordeaux's attorneys argue Babbitt should not have been allowed around her family because they believed he was dangerous. A forensic psychologist testified at Bordeaux's trial and said Mr. Babbitt's impulsive behavior, addiction to extreme pornography, and inadequate therapy significantly contributed to his propensity for violence. Mm. The perception of imminent danger felt by Ms. Bordeaux is consistent with the evidence of Mr. Babbitt's escalating and volatile behavior. Babbitt reportedly wrote a letter that said, "I am an unfit parent," and Bordeaux became upset when Babbitt sought changes to his original custody arrangement. Bordeaux's daughter had full custody of the child, and he was allowed visits for 1 hour per week. Bordeaux had been with the Las Vegas Metro Police Department for 23 years and served 4 years in the Army.
Wow. And then
I hate to see her throw her whole life away over that, man.
And 10 times.
10 times. She was pissed.
That's a lot.
That is emotional killing there.
Yeah. And then, you know, the 1 hour a week visitation, that tells you something right there.
Yep.
But I don't know about this whole
thing. And he was probably seeking, you know, partial custody or something. Yeah. And
trying to amend that 1 hour.
Those custody things can get really emotional. And apparently she lost it.
Yep. Well, she did it. And now she's got to pay for it. And that, craziness.
23 years. That's a long time, man.
That's a lifetime as an adult. Well, you know, cops. Another cop story for you, Jimmy, and this one is out of Canada. So Toronto to be in Toronto, period. So a Toronto detective is accused of harassing and sexually assaulting his subordinates over a 3-year period. Now he's facing several criminal charges. In the news release issued Thursday, Toronto police said that the incidents occurred between September of 2020 and November of 2023. So 3 years, over 3 years, right? Investigators said that a detective employed with the Toronto Police Service committed acts of workplace harassment, sexual harassment, and sexual assault against other members of the service who were his subordinates, alleging that he interfered with the lawful enjoyment of their workplace. Now, according to police, during one alleged altercation between a victim and this asshole, the officer assaulted the victim and then produced a weapon, right? I mean, this is another cop you're doing this to. Mm-hmm. The officer who has been identified by police as 57-year-old Jason Kondo was arrested on Thursday and charged with 4 counts of sexual assault, 4 counts of mischief interfering with property, 1 count of assault, and 1 count of possession of a weapon for a dangerous person. And the Toronto police confirmed that Kondo was assigned to the Integrated Gun and Gang Task Force and has been employed with the service for 35 years. Jeez. His whole life. Just like the last story. And he has been suspended with pay. I think that's a fucking vacation, but I guess if you're going down. But he's been suspended with pay as part of the requirements of the Community Safety and Policing Act of Ontario. Kondo is set to appear in court, blah, 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 on July the 5th, basically. So 35 years, and you're doing it at least the last 3 years. They got victims to come forward. These are cops.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's sexually harassing somebody on a traffic stop. You're doing it in your workplace and pull a gun on one.
Yeah. Good and bad in every profession. Yeah,
that's crazy as fuck. 35 years. I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely retirement.
Yeah, yeah.
You qualify for full retirement.
Pay while it's investigated, but it won't be for long. I guarantee
he's going to spend all that on a lawyer.
Yeah, he's going to lose his retirement, like you said.
Wow.
He probably should already retire.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna go to Iowa. And you wouldn't think there were a lot of crazy people in Iowa.
Right.
I wouldn't think so anyway.
A lot of corn, a lot of big deer.
There's at least one.
Right.
And this crazy woman, when you hear what she did, it's going to blow your mind.
There you go. Lay it on me.
After matching with a man on a dating app, an Iowa woman exchanged texts with him and arranged to meet with him at her residence. When Samaya Thomas, 18, gets cold feet, she freaks out. She's like, maybe I don't want to meet this guy. Right. She comes up with a solution for that. She calls 911 in a harebrained bid to avoid the interaction completely. Mm. She decides she don't want to meet with this guy. Mm. So Thomas lives in an Iowa City suburb, and she makes that call, and she tells police that her abusive ex-boyfriend had shown up outside her residence and was sending her threats via Snapchat to hit, punch, kick, and stab her. Huh. Thomas claimed that she had known this man for 2 years, and she was pregnant with his baby.
Right.
Yep. So officers, they get all this on 911, and they respond to Thomas's residence, and they encounter a male leaving the scene as they pull up. And they begin an in-depth investigation about the reports being made. The man gets detained by police, and he explains that he began speaking with Thomas just over a week ago on a dating app. And he even provides text messages that show that he wasn't bullshitting him. He was being honest, mm-hmm. and he really did just meet that female. So after multiple interviews with police, Thomas finally admits she made the whole thing up.
Oh, Lord.
She claims she got cold feet upon meeting him and that she no longer wanted to. She fabricated her tales of abuse because she didn't think officers would help if she just said, I don't want to meet this guy anymore. And she's probably correct on that. They're not going to help her out of that. So after being read her rights, Thomas explained she pulled the 911 gambit because she just didn't want the mail there and felt that, police wouldn't do anything unless she made the whole freaking thing up. So she gets arrested for a false 911 call and making a fake report of an indictable offense. Now, both of those are misdemeanors. And she was released from jail later in the evening after, basically getting her bond set. So
craziness that the...
The lengths one will go to. But, these dating apps out there.
I'm thinking that, the time those cops were there and the time it took to investigate until later on in the evening, and she admits to everything else, they could have been working on other cases.
Yeah, that's the thing. And we make a lot of it. But we don't know what did they not work while that was going on. Right. What police stuff did it stop?
Somewhere and a criminal is about to commit a crime that sees a cop car and it changes his mind. That happens every day.
Sure.
We'll never know. So it's really not a laughing matter. It's probably one of the stupidest fucking things I've ever heard.
18 she is her age. So she's starting off smart in life.
Yeah, well, she's starting with off with criminal history, too.
Jesus.
That is the...
Let me call the police and make up this big story, because I don't want to meet this dude now.
Exactly.
Just tell him you don't want to meet him. He probably wouldn't have showed up.
Yeah, well, all true. And that's, like I said, it takes all kinds to make the world go around. All right.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
let's start out in Alabama, and then we're going to end in Arkansas, all right? So some pretty bad shit was going down. Actually, in Oklahoma, too. So an armed fugitive was wanted in connection to three homicides in Oklahoma. He has been arrested in a wooded area of Arkansas by law enforcement. So Stacy Lee Drake, 50, was tracked down around 10 a.m. Thursday in Morrington, a city in northwest of Little Rock, and this is according to the Arkansas State Police. Drake is wanted in connection with homicides and carjackings in Oklahoma and is wanted on other felony warrants from multiple jurisdictions with charges including aggravated robbery, carjacking, and murder, the police said. Now, investigators released an image showing Drake wearing a green shirt surrounded by law enforcement, and he was taken into custody without incident, and he's being held at the Conway County Detention Center. But check it out. This is Alabama. Drake is also wanted for the killing of a 62-year-old man in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And Arkansas State Police did not immediately respond Thursday to requests, from Fox News Digital. But police said earlier that anyone who sees Drake should not approach him and should call 911 immediately. And, of course, his last known address was in Birmingham, Alabama. But the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, or the OSBI, on Wednesday had identified Drake as a person of interest in a double homicide in the city of Gans, G-A-N-S. They said deputies from the Sequoia County Sheriff's Office responded to a business on Tuesday, and when they made entry into the structure, they found an adult male and female inside. Both sustained injuries consistent with homicide. So they were dead, y'all. That's what OSBI said. And whether it was, we don't know if it was shooting or knives or whatever. And they added that a vehicle that Drake is believed to have been driving was stolen from the area. But it also was recovered in that Morrington area in Arkansas where they arrested him. Then on Wednesday, Arkansas State Police said Drake is known to purchase camping gear, and all indications are he is still in the Morrington area. They said investigators believe he was armed and dangerous. The Morrington Police Department and the Conway County Sheriff's Office, Arkansas National Guard, and the Arkansas Division of Community Corrections were credited with helping in the manhunt. So they called him.
Thankfully.
That's a bad dude, right? Look at his picture.
Yeah, yeah, y'all. He don't look like someone you
want. He's killing them all. That all multi-states. He's probably got other bodies on him, too, they don't even know about. I don't know. Crazy.
Very.
Crazy.
Got two questions for you.
Uh-huh.
First, do you have any tattoos?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I have one on my wrist right here, and I have one of the die flag on my shoulder.
I don't have any tattoos.
Yeah.
No tattoos. Do you like honey buns?
I've eaten them from time to time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to like them a lot. Yeah. I hadn't ate them maybe once a year now, if one's available. Mm-hmm. But I used to love them. Well, I'll tell you why I asked that. First of all, I don't have any tattoos, but if I ever decide to get one, I don't think it would be the one this guy has. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you about this story. An ex-con has landed behind bars again after striking his girlfriend in the face while arguing over honey buns. Investigators say Andre Eason, who is 47 years old, and his 39-year-old victim were in their car this past Friday when the 4 a.m. scuffle began. At the time, the couple, who lived in a hotel, were outside a Walmart Supercenter in St. Petersburg, Florida. And during the honey bun dispute, Eason smacked the victim in the face. This caused minor redness. Eason was subsequently arrested for domestic battery, a misdemeanor, and booked into county jail and was released later that day, but ordered not to have any contact with his girlfriend for at least 6 months.
Right.
The couple's relationship began roughly a few days after Eason was released from state prison earlier this year. Now, Eason is described in documents as self-employed, and the convicted felon's solo practice previously included the sale of fentanyl and methamphetamine, which resulted in his jailing following an undercover narcotics investigation. So his rap sheet also includes convictions for aggravated assault, theft, and disorderly intoxication. Not a nice guy, right?
Right.
So when booked into custody, jailers noted that Eason had teardrops inked below his right eye.
Usually means murder.
Yep. As well as a tattoo of a bear claw honey bun on his chest.
Really?
Which may have explained why he got in a fight over him. Apparently, this dude loves him some honey buns so much that he has a honey bun
tattooed
on his chest.
That's crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
The I got a couple thoughts about that. So, you know, our friends Roy, Kristen, and Kristen, right? So the with Louisiana Pet Crematory and
Parish Forensics,
right? And Broussard, Louisiana. So I went and I gave the keynote speak for the Louisiana Coroner's Association and Death Scene Investigator Association. And Roy and the two Christians were there, and they had a booth outside the place where I was speaking.
Yeah.
And I got to meet them for the first time. You know, we have all gone over there and stuff since then. But I was talking to Roy outside. I can't remember who had a tat, but it popped in my head. One of the first forensic pathologists I ever worked with was a super, super smart old man. And we were doing an autopsy, and it was a person who died a violent death, a murder. And he said, we got to find a tattoo on him. Before we even opened the thing, he was reading the thing, gunshot wound, whatever. He said, I bet they got a tattoo. I said, what are you talking about? He said, like 90% of all people that die violent deaths, like murder and shit, have at least one tattoo.
Really?
And so I asked Roy, I said, Roy, and I told him, and he was like, holy fuck. He said, I never even thought of that. He said, now you're going to make me go back in my head and you know, try to validate this, right?
Yeah.
And you know, Roy, they've done, God, thousands of autopsies. And in fact, it's the only place in the state of Louisiana where you can get your own independent autopsy
right.
done.
Private
and all autopsy. The fans that mess me all the time about, you know, they don't think their family member committed suicide or whatever. And I tell them, you have the right to go get that private autopsy
sure.
done. And they're going to tell you the truth, right? I mean, and the other thing I was going to say was I had somebody that had a bear claw tattoo on their chest, but not a honey bun.
Yeah.
But Roy.
Yeah, this dude was had a full honey bun.
Oh, yeah. The teardrops under the eye. That's, I mean, I know that from my prison days. That usually means for each teardrop is a murder. Now, I'm sure there's some assholes that get teardrops under their eyes.
Trying to
play like they're a gangster, right? But so if you ever see that, you might want to be a little bit cautious. But if you need, and like, you did it with one of your pets, Louisiana Pet Crematory.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good. Such good people.
Yeah.
And Roy and the two Christians, you call them, go to, you know, Louisiana PetCrematory.com or
Parish Forensics.
ParishForensics.com, yeah. Right? Or just call them. And look them up. Call them underneath the Great American Flag and Broussard, great people.
Look, and I do want to say that what made it so easy with the process of cremation of our pet was you could do everything there.
Right.
Not only the pet cremation itself, but the I guess you call it urn or
interment.
We got. They even do like these really cool paw print things.
Yeah.
I know that Wendy had made. So there's a, you know, you don't have to worry about going to three different places to get these keepsakes.
Right,
and it's all on.
They have a whole
there.
Room full just for the pet stuff when we were in there. And we toured the facility and blew my mind the stuff that they have that can memorialize your pet. And then, of course, you know, they have on site where they were doing autopsies when we were there that day.
Yeah.
So they have that, and then they do the full burial services and have a chapel and everything else. But we love them,
right.
Down to earth. you know, a lot of fun, but yeah, I guess you have to be in that business.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it.
But anyway, y'all check them out, and that just popped in my head about this story.
Yeah, very good.
You go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say one thing I wanted to mention, and this is totally off script, y'all, but it popped in my head, and so I'm going to make everybody aware of it, I guess. But I've been on this kick lately with Navy SEALs, yeah, and really getting into in depth with, and I've always, you know, I have a Navy history that goes back a long way, so right, it's always appealed to me. But there's a particular podcast that I listen to that an ex-Navy SEAL does that is just outstanding. And he went on Megyn Kelly's podcast that she has the other day, or I say the other day, it's a few months ago, but I watched it the other day. And he was talking about his life, basically. And these Navy SEALs are an absolute different breed of human,
oh, yeah,
in a lot of ways. And when you leave that kind of life, it really any military life. And I saw this with my grandfather, who was on a aircraft carrier for 35 years. And, you know, he'd come home 6-8 months after being off for 6 or 8 months, stay for 3 days and go right back. Right. And then all of a sudden after 35 years, you have nowhere mm-hmm. to go. You're home all the time. Right. And it freaks right. you out. These guys are used to this adrenaline that goes along with their life. And right. when they leave it, they have a lot of issues, a lot of issues. And this guy, actually decided what he wanted to do was go into some of the, he said he remembered actually Googling the toughest places in the world for crime. And he said, I want to go to those places and just see what I can get into. Right. And he actually, Honduras at that time was mm-hmm. the number one. So he went there. He ended up getting involved in the cocaine trade there.
Really?
Yeah. And was really in deep with it and got out of it. He said he talked to his parents and he said, one night I was on the phone with my mom and dad, and just like when I enlisted for the military, the reason I made the Navy SEALs was I didn't want to let them down. Mm-hmm. Well, all I could think was, you know, if they find me dead here in Honduras, it's going to let them down. So something clicked, and he left that life and he went back, and now he's found God and religion. And he speaks of actually these miracles that happened over a 1 day time period that will just blow your mind. Yeah. So check that out. If you have the desire, it's on my personal Facebook page, but, man, just an amazing story of these three things that happened to him in a 15-minute time period that totally changed his life. Crazy. But the guy's a hero. You know, did things we'll never know about.
I had a girl in high school. Her daddy was full-time Navy. And I think he even retired like a lieutenant admiral or some shit. And she and I were real tight. And her parents have been married, I don't know, 30 some years. And she, you know, he retired after all those years being gone. Now they lived in a small town. The mom raised the daughter and the son in the small town. And he would come home, like you said, when he wasn't on the ships.
Yeah.
You know, when he retired and he came home, they didn't last 6 months. his wife was like, basically, I can't stand you being here, motherfucker. Get out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my grandmother and grandfather went through that.
I'd much rather you be out on the ship, you know. But that's crazy. And you ever watch the Making of Buds or whatever it is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that badass?
Yeah, it is. And incidentally, y'all, the name of that show is the Sean Ryan Show. They're not paying us anything that. This guy's got 2 million followers. But if you're on YouTube, just check out one episode. Yeah. You like it.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah. Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to JD Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So, interesting. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story. This is about, I mean, it's just really, really fresh and just all kinds, bro. Yeah, you hear about, like, you remember Jimmy Swaggart?
Oh, now, yeah.
Look, in the 80s, y'all that are not from Baton Rouge, you may have heard of him, but look, he had a whole Bible college, which is now off of Blue Bonnet still, yeah. And all the buildings are there. He had hotels and there's just
a school,
the college. Mm. I mean, and people pay tons and tons of money to come.
My sister actually graduated from the high school.
Though. Really? He
had a private
high school is there too. That's
private,
right.
Yep. K-12 school.
And then he got in trouble with his penis and like people do. And yeah, I think busted with a prostitute on the airline highway.
Yeah.
And then the prostitute ends up coming out and saying he wanted me to bring in my, 12-year-old daughter and shit like that. And you just, never know what goes on in people's heads, right? And you hear about this a lot, but you don't really hear about it from people that are high up in these positions of authority or famous. Well, I'm going to tell you about a pastor of another mega church in Dallas, which is where I used to live, Farmers Branch. Well, he resigned last Tuesday, and that's 2 days after he admitted to inappropriate sexual behavior with a young lady 35 years ago. Mm. Now, the young lady in question was 12.
Oh.
Yep. And the behavior, as she described it, would amount to criminal sexual abuse. Now, the now former pastor, Robert Morris of Gateway Church, was preaching to more than 100,000 active attendees and was once a spiritual advisor to former President Donald Trump. Now, his resignation comes 4 days after 54-year-old Cindy Clemshire went public with allegations that Moore started molesting her when she was 12 and he was 21, telling the USA Today on Tuesday that she was no longer afraid. It was kissing and petting and not intercourse, but it was wrong, Morris, 62, said Sunday in a statement to local Dallas news station WAA-TV. This behavior happened on several occasions over the next few years. And since that time, I have walked in purity and accountability in this area. So this is what the pastor is saying, y'all. At first, the church was standing behind Morris, but he announced his resignation following a wave of criticism. First, they stood behind and they're like, pretty sure that's not fucking correct, right?
Right.
Then in a statement issued to members of the news media, the church's board of elders said they previously understood that Morris had an extramarital relationship with a young lady, citing the pastor's words, not abuse of a 12-year-old child. So that's where they finally got pissed, right?
Yeah.
We are heartbroken and appalled by what has come to light over the past few days, and we express our deep sympathy to the victim and her family. This is according to the CBS News and the NBC News statement. Now, allegations against Morris went public on Friday after Clemshire first shared her story with the WART Berg Watch, a blog about sexual abuse within the church. Clemshire said in the blog post that she and her family met Morris at a youth revival in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when he was 20 and she was 11. Morris was a traveling evangelist with his wife, Debbie. Now, Morris would preach at Clemshire's, I hope I'm saying her name right, C-L-E-M-I-S-I-S-H-I-R-E, Clemshire's church on Sundays, and sometimes he, Debbie, and their son would stay at her family's home. She viewed him as safe and friendly, she said. Mm-hmm. Things changed on Christmas in 1982 when Morris asked the 12-year-old Clemshire to visit him in his room that night, and she thought nothing of it, she said in the post. Once in his room, she said he sexually abused her and warned her, never tell anyone about this because it will ruin everything. She said that the abuse, yeah, right? She said the abuse continued in Oklahoma and Texas until 1987. Now, eventually, Clemshire told a good friend and her parents about the abuse, and Morris reportedly stepped down from the ministry for 2 years. This was what she said in the blog. Even as the church released a statement, so she told her family, they confront him, he steps down for 2 years, but then he comes back to this mega church. Mm-hmm. Right? Even as the church released a statement about his resignation on Tuesday, Morris was still listed as a senior pastor on Gateway Church's website, which says he has been married to his wife, Debbie, for 44 years and has 3 children with her. Morris has a television program that airs in over 190 countries, and his radio program airs in more than 6,800 cities. And this is according to his biography on the Gateway Church website. Now, Morris' YouTube page, which has 80,000 subscribers, includes videos with titles like Freedom Through Forgiveness and Did You Know You Were Made Perfect by God's Grace? And in a previous statement issued to that same WFAA-TV, the church said that Morris has been open and forthright about a moral failure he had over 35 years ago, and that there have been no other moral failures.
Moral failure. Yeah,
right. In his own statement to the outlet on Sunday, Morris said that this situation was brought to light, and it was confessed and repented of. I submitted myself to the elders of Shady Grove Church and the young lady's father, he said. They asked me to stop out of the ministry and receive counseling and freedom ministry, which I did. Now, in the latest statement, the church elder said that we regret that we did not have the information that we now have. And for the sake of the victim, we are thankful this situation has been exposed. We know many have been affected by this. We understand that you are hurting, and we are very sorry. It is our prayer that in time, and healing for all those affected can occur. And just crazy story, right?
Worse.
And it goes on and on and on and on, y'all. But
let me say this. The worst kind to me of sexual predators are ones in positions of authority like that. A church, a police officer, a teacher, trusted position.
Spiritual advisor to a president.
Yeah.
And
any of those. When you're you're in a position of trust that a parent would put their daughter or their son in your trust.
Right.
And you violate that trust in such a disgusting way that sickens me. That is as bad as a murderer to me.
And you know, that statement he said, don't tell anyone. To ruin everything, right? I've had that in so many cases. And it's usually right after they have their orgasm. They feel that immediate guilt. And they're like, oh, don't tell anyone. But you know what? Let me go on for just a little bit more, okay? Because you would think, like, this guy, if he's doing it with a 12-year-old girl or making out with her or whatever in 35 or 40, however fucking long it is, you'd think he had stopped, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he didn't. So check this out. So before Morris's resignation on Tuesday, that's when he basically lied and told the board, I stepped out of my marriage, but didn't say it was 12-year-old, right? Before his resignation on Tuesday, Clemshire told USA Today that she was disappointed that they're basically lying and minimizing the crime. And while the USA Today does not typically name victims of sexual abuse, but Clemshire said it was important to her that her name be out there, right? She said that she has been sharing her story for decades with leadership in very large and high-profile churches and organizations, but no one took Morris out of the ministry or from the pulpit. Clemshire decided to come forward publicly to encourage others who may be victims to tell their story, she said. Any and all victims come forward. I just don't believe that I'm the only person, she said, and I don't believe that either. At 54 years old, Clemshire says she has a different confidence and a different understanding that no longer makes her feel intimidated. Props for her. The courage is there, she said. I just couldn't stay silent anymore. And, you know, she says she has no shame. I've always just trusted that God's time would take it wherever it needed to go, she said about Morris. She said, why hide? And it still goes on and on and on and on. There's multiple articles on it, but we'll stop it with that. Yeah. So if you are a victim of anyone, bring it forward.
Yeah.
I had a call from a lifer last week about her daughter. No, it was her. She had been molested and raped by this dude, and her sister when she was way younger. Now she's found – they hadn't talked in all these years, and she found – other family members that live in Alaska and Florida who now are willing to come forward, and they're going to bring charges against this dude. And I told her, I mean, people don't know all the people I talk to and try to help every day. Yeah. And she was asking my opinion and everything. I said, the first thing you need to do is write. Naturally, she was all jacked up, and she was kind of all over the place. I'm like, no, slow, rein it in. You need to write down in detail. And then you just send it to me, and I'll give you further advice. But if you go in like this, well, you are to be now, they're going to say you're crazy.
Yeah.
And she said, well, my brother and them are always saying I'm crazy. But so prayers for him and anybody else, you know, come forward, tell.
Are there statute of limitations?
Yes, there are.
And that's a problem.
On the criminal side. And so, but people, their states are trying to change that. And they have, Louisiana changed it from, God, I can't remember what it was, but it was due to the Catholic Church scandal. Mm-hmm. Because the people that were coming forward had been like, 40, 50 years. I think it ended at 20-something. So there has been legislation to change that. I know it varies from state to state, but I don't know.
Well, and I think there, while there's criminal statutes, I don't know. I think civilly they're a little more lenient.
But it's not that much more.
Is it?
And again, with the church scandals here, you weren't even supposed to be able to sue because it had been passed so long, but they were still doing it. And I think they got maybe, you know, I don't know, the settlements to make it go away, even though they brought it to court. Church brings them to court and says this is past statute of limitations, even in a civil suit, that there's nothing here. You have to dismiss this. Yeah. But then the lawyers put it in the news media, and they're like, we need this to go away.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Unfortunate, crazy world, but y'all report it. And you know, watch. It's always, there's people in position, not always. There's preferential and situational, but the preferential is the most common one, and they groom their victims, and it could be your family best friend.
That's right. So, all right.
That's pretty fucking depressing, but there you go.
Yeah.
But it's pretty positive and uplifting, too.
That's right.
I guess that's it. I don't think I have anything else.
All right. Well, until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Everton.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.